Halloween's nearly upon us. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, I totally love dressing up and getting candy from strangers.
You don't sound excited at all.
This is season 4, episode 1.
Welcome to the Queen's Tech Podcast, where we'll discuss hot topics. If you're looking forward to hearing our opinions, don't forget to subscribe and visit the Queen's Tech website. And of course, stay tuned.
To be honest, as fun as Halloween sounds, it can actually get really dangerous. And did you also know that crime rates rise the most more than any other day of the year in Halloween?
Wow. So what you mean is that people should be more cautious this day more than any other of the year?
Yeah, exactly.
Come to think of it, I've heard many stories about this matter, which occurred in this day. For instance, the Candyman is one of them.
What's the Candyman?
So basically, on the Halloween night of 1974, Timothy O'Brien, an 8-year-old boy, died after consuming a pixie candy. Do you know what that is?
I think so. I think I've heard of that before.
Yeah. Not only that, but the pixie candy was intoxicated by his own father.
His own father?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So after consuming the candy, the kid vomited, and on his way to the hospital, he ended up dying.
Aww.
Yeah. And like...
Wait, so why did the father kill his own child?
People say that the reason of why the father killed his son was to get an insurance to pay off debts he accumulated. Because of this, now parents usually check their candy before giving them to their kids and consuming it.
That's actually really scary, especially since like kids usually trust grown-ups because they're their only support and they learn from grown-ups. So it's like you can't trust anyone, even more so during Halloween.
I know, but that doesn't mean that you can't trust anyone. It just shows us that we should be more careful during these days.
Oh, you know what? I also heard a story that occurred on Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was called the Last Trick-or-Treater Scandal.
What was it?
Okay, so this is gonna sound crazy, but basically, there's this man, a husband and a wife. The man's name was Peter, right? And he had a wife named Betty. Basically, they went to bed on Halloween night in 1957. Take note of the year, because that's going to be crazy later. They went to bed on Halloween night, and it was like midnight at this time. So they thought that they were like finished with the trick-or-treaters. So after getting into bed, Peter heard a doorbell ring from downstairs. And so he was probably like half asleep, still kind of sleepy. So he went to the doorstep without thinking that it's too late for kids to be out. He bought candy and stuff with him. And then when he opened his door, he saw a woman wearing a mask and then holding a gun. And you'd think that's like a sort of costume or something, right?
Yeah.
But no. He opened the door and then suddenly the woman shot him in the chest. So he died instantly. The police later learned that the murderer was actually hired by another woman, and her name was Joanne Rabel. And get this, this is a crazy part. Remember when I said this happened in 1957?
Yeah.
The woman, Joanne Rabel, hired that woman in the mask to kill the husband because she was having an affair with Peter's wife, Betty.
What?
Exactly.
So you're saying that Peter's wife had a girlfriend?
Yeah, in 1957.
Wow, it's crazy.
I know. It's still kind of sad he died.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. But to be honest, I can't understand why people can't easily kill others like that. It feels wrong.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like people should be extra cautious during these days, especially at night before opening their doors.
Exactly. Because when people hear these stories, it's making them like not want to go out for Halloween anymore.
Yeah, but there's always a way to have fun safely.
But what are some tips to help us stay safe during Halloween?
I think some tips could be that you should make sure to look outside your door before opening them, so you know it's someone you know or someone safe that you could open the door for. And also by inspecting the candy you bring home after trick-or-treating.
But you could also go like accompany the young children and teach them to like not enter strangers' homes or cars. And if children are allowed out after the dark, give them glow sticks so you can easily see them, or they will easily see in the dark. Or it can be flashlights too.
We should also trust the police and try to report any suspicious activity that might be occurring during this time.
Yeah, so all in all, in the end, Halloween is just a day where people can still have fun and eat delicious candies. But just keep in mind that to stay safe and don't forget to have fun out there.
that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope this made you think about your Halloween and how you're planning on spending it, and provide a sense of comfort to listeners out there who might feel lost on how to have fun during this day safely. As always, thanks for listening to the Queen's Tech Podcast.
If you enjoy our podcast, please rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or visit us on Instagram at Queen's Tech Podcast. And be sure to come back next week for a new hot topic. Until then, this is Krisha.
And Ulysses.
Always remember, let your roar be heard.
This podcast was created by Ulysses and Krisha. It was produced and recorded by Ulysses and Krisha and edited by Marcus. Queen's Tech Podcast is a product of Queen's Technical High School.